Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm JJ Flazanes, your empowerment strategist, producer, and winemaker. Thank you for downloading today's episode. So last week, I skipped publishing an episode because it was my birthday. And normally, even though I would still have published an episode during my birthday, I wouldn't have been here. I would have been in another country or traveling the world or traveling the United States or even just off doing something sort of unique or special. And this year, I did not yet. And it was a really interesting experience. I want to share with you what I did do, which was my own guided plant medicine journey. It was the largest dose for me so far. The last time I did one was about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. And I've had a lot of VIP days this year so far and last year. And I've been witnessing great transformations and amazing results. And I have been feeling this stuck energy in my body. I know that part of it is politics. Part of it is the people in the world. Part of it is just my own shit. You know, every year life happens. We have our certain temperature gauge, if you will, about what we let in. And we get enamored with this life experience and other people and manifesting physical things. We don't give enough credit to the manifestation of emotional things or ideas or creativity or intuition. Even today in a Marco Polo to my Rewire group, I was about ready to share something that just happened to me yesterday and my intuition said, shut up. So I said, oops, sorry, not yet. I am not supposed to talk about this yet because it's literally still in process. But that's about what happened yesterday. This podcast is to share with you the lessons I learned from dying on Tuesday. I died so many times. So let me back up. And it wasn't an actual physical death. The beginning of this year, my first VIP journey was with Chef Karen. And you'll hear from her and Kelly when we get together to do the results show from Date Your Body 2025. Well, Karen had come out first and knew she needed a release. And she had a wonderful release. And I was jealous. I was like, oh my God, I need that. I need that release. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, Kelly came out. And even before Kelly did her journey, I was clear that I needed a release and that I needed to spend the time with myself and sort of allowing myself to release the resistance and the ego and the fears and the pain and the whatever attachments that I had. It was time. So Kelly went on her journey. And again, like you'll hear it from her when we do the Date Your Body results show. But Kelly had asked me in the journey, she was in it, and she said to me, she got a little scared and she asked me for my hand and said, they're asking me to die. And I'm afraid it's for real. And I said, it's not for real, but it is necessary. And so that helped her feel grounded and go back in because it can be scary because it's going to bring up whatever it needs to bring up for you. We have zero control, which is what I love about this plant medicine, is that you can't intend or decide or ask. It's literally whatever your soul needs to heal, to release, to what you need to know about. And you get dosed based on that. And so let me first, before I continue my lessons, I only do these with people who work with me. So this is not an option for any of you who've never done anything with me. So this is not a pitch for you coming to do a VIP day. Yes, can you buy one? Of course. But I need more than that. Like I only do this with people who are in programs that are longer than a day. Like a 3 month is the minimum amount of time, unless you're in my Empower You and you've been with me for years and you've done a program in the past. That's a different story. But this podcast is not about trying to get you guys to do a VIP or even to tell you to do anything differently. I want to share what came out for me because I'm hoping that some of these words and experiences can help you shift, change, release, allow, take a different perspective. Because until Kelly had said that and said, they're asking me to die, and I guess I had never really realized that I don't have resistance to death. And when I've done this, when I started experimenting with this back in 2022, I think is when I started to work with this medicine, 2022, 2023. And I was accepting of that. I somehow have always understood that non-physical connection. When I used to hear Abraham or Law of Attraction, my whole physical body and all my cells would feel the universal understanding and knowledge that we are pure physical we're pure positive energy, that we're non-physical beings, that this life is kind of an illusion. Like, there's parts of that that resonate in me deeply that I get, I understand. And for some people, you hear it, you hear the words, but it may not resonate at all for 10 reasons to Sunday. We don't need to explore, but everyone hears and learns and resonates and takes things in differently. In fact, in the Radiant Sacred Circle, one of my clients made a mention about somebody else's show and mentioning that sometimes we know things, but we don't experience them. And that's true for everybody. We can intellectually understand many, many things, but words don't teach. I mean, I know I'm here giving you lots of words, and sometimes the words will resonate and create a feeling, but it's that feeling that makes the cellular changes. The words can help you get to the feeling, but sometimes people only take in words and never have a feeling. And that was me in Law of Attraction for a long time. I started learning about Law of Attraction using it in 2002. And when I wrote Fit to Love and published it the first time, that was back in 2009. So now that's 7 years. I had been using, working with, and teaching my clients at the time, which were people who wanted physical things. They weren't asking for Law of Attraction. They weren't asking for life coaching. But I was teaching it anyway because they saw my life unfold and I wanted to explain and I wanted to help them. And it did help some people who listened and some weren't interested at all. But what I realized at some point in time, it was an experience because I had to ask myself the conscious question, what's the energy underneath your choices and your feelings? I recorded a podcast called The Energy Underneath, and I've been sharing it with a lot of my groups right now. And I would recommend, if you haven't heard it, to listen to that. You just have to go back. I did it in 2023, and it was probably around, I don't know, April, May, or June. I can't tell you a number because depending on how you're getting this episode, it's going to be different numbers for different podcasts. But it's called The Energy Underneath. And if you can't find it, just find a way to send me a message. In fact, I would encourage you, ask you, say, connect with me on Instagram. That's my favorite platform. That's where I share the most things. I don't really share on Facebook unless you're in my Empower You group in that membership. But Instagram would be the place to find me if I'm posting things, because I don't post a lot of personal things on Facebook anymore, mostly because it's such a wide audience. I want to connect with people who actually care about the work I'm doing and care about these conversations that we're having on this podcast. And I find that that is what happens on Instagram. So connect with me there and ask me to send you the episode if you cannot find it. But again, it's called The Energy Underneath. And so, you know, we're in 2009. I manifested an investor for my book. So someone else helped me to pay for getting it published and all the things that went with it, having a publicist. And I was clear with him when we negotiated that deal that I wanted to invest in a certain amount of time so the book could generate some momentum. And I wasn't willing to be a producer like I am and like do all the legwork and do all the grunt work and do all the, I wanted the book to have a life of its own. Well, it didn't, because we only invested in like for 30 or 60 days and then he was on to the next project. Because I wanted it to be an investment for over a 12-month period of time, not a 2-month period of time. And that's, you know, hard to do. It wasn't until I released Spirit, Purpose, and Energy, and that had legs. That I did not expect to have momentum. And that was my viral success, if you will, has gotten us here. But what I realized when I was back then, publishing the book and putting it out and working on that, I had to ask myself, because I noticed my energy. And that's what I want all of you to start doing a little bit more intentionally, is questioning what the energy underneath your choice, your focus, the reason why you're having XYZ conversation, the reason why you're complaining about politics on Facebook or talking about it with friends or people that don't agree with you. What's the energy underneath that? Well, it's going to be fear for most of you. And even though I realized I was talking about Law of Attraction and attracting and attracting and attracting and really wanting to bring things to me and to be the magnet of energy bringing things to me, but yet I looked at my behavior at that time and thought, but you're not living it. So that was 5 years. 5 years of learning, experimenting, having success with it. Again, I manifested an investor for a book and then had no attachment to it. It was like the best possible scenario. I was very clear about what I wanted and I got it. But then we went on to the next thing, and then the energy underneath all of it, there was a through line of fear and anxiety of wanting to have something be successful in my mind so that success could financially create some ease, peace, and safety. But I wasn't creating ease, peace, and safety first. The whole game of law of attraction is you have to experience whatever it is you want now, no matter what your circumstances are, in order to get into the frequency of it so that it can show up for you. So it took me 5 years to understand and to realize and to see that I wasn't living what I was teaching. I was living parts of it because, again, I was manifesting. I would definitely not have been teaching it if it wasn't working at some degree. But when I realized that the anxiety underneath all of my decisions and my actions and my desires and my plans and my goals were driven by fear, I said, no more. And I stopped. I unsubscribed from a bunch of newsletters of people that were business coaches that I'd worked with. I stopped looking for clients. This is pre-podcast. So I wasn't really doing anything else but personal training, but I literally stopped. I didn't follow up with anybody. I had the clients that I had, and that was enough for then, but I wasn't trying to create anything. And I literally stood still and said, okay, universe, I am not going to move a muscle until I am so in alignment and overtaken by desire and passion and love. I'm not creating anything new because I'm going to be really mindful of the choice I'm making and why. What is the energy driving what I'm doing? So I had to be honest and look myself in the mirror. And I was like, okay, I had to call bullshit on myself. And I want some of you to start calling bullshit on yourself based on this conversation. So here's some of the things I learned in my journey that I took on Tuesday. I wanted to be uncomfortable enough to send myself into a new space to uncover and learn and release some of the things that have been building up in my emotions, in my chest, in my physical body, in my desires, because I've gotten away from just being in that pure love energy, as most of us do. The world wants you to believe there's nothing beyond this world. And when we're so focused on what's going on right now on the news, please, if you have anxiety, turn the news off. You do not help yourself, I promise you. If we focused on what was going on inside of us and how to love more and bring and honor ourselves more and connect with those around us more, the anxiety and fear would dissipate. So I went into this journey understanding that a part of me was probably going to have to die. And it was the first time that I made the connection of that concept of death in these medicine journeys, because I've done several and I have no problem returning back to the earth. I think it's cool. I don't have any fear about it. I let go easily, believe it or not. I know I might present extremely intense and controlling, but I'm not. I mean, I definitely have control. Like, there are certain things I was trying to control. But in general, when I have an opportunity to have a near-death experience, I welcome it. I trust, I've done this so many times, I know I'm not going to really die. I don't have a fear of death. But what I do have is a fear of not having the things in life that I think I want or need. So this buildup has happened and it was time. And so I went in and I just want to share some of the things that I laughed about as I came out of this. It was the largest dose that I have done so far, but not the largest that I've given to anybody. I kind of know that I'm sensitive enough that I don't need a lot. So I did more than I did the last time. And the last time I did it, I crossed over. Last time I did it, I saw someone who was on the other side and had a full-on connection and conversation. So I was excited. I was open. I was ready. And here, I'm going to skip through all the things that happened. But here is what I want to share with you, some of the lessons that came out of this for me. And the first one is that we're here for a minute. Your life is going to go by so fast. We are here for a minute. How are you spending that minute? Are you spending it focused on shit you can't control? Are you spending it trying to defend yourself with other people about politics? Are you spending it holding on to pain from your parents or your spouse or your children or the world because somehow you want to feel righteous as if you're withholding love from everybody else and not realizing that you're the one drinking the poison and hoping they'll die? Anger, disconnection, withholding love only hurts you. We are here for a minute. Next, everyone lives in fear. Everyone. Even now, people are going to say, well, I don't have any fear. And you, maybe you don't. Maybe you've worked enough through some of your stuff. But most of us have fear about whatever. Fear of your children, something bad happening to your children. Fear of what's going on in the world. Fear of annihilation. Fear of losing all your money. Fear of death. There is so much fear. And it is always there. Right now, it feels like it's more than normal. But it's always there. But you do not have to engage. What the fear in the world, the momentum of fear that's happening, will do is tickle what fears you have inside of you. Even during COVID, it was hard to maintain alignment because everybody, regardless of what side you were representing, was afraid. Half people were afraid of dying. Other people were afraid of losing their freedom and then dying. So everybody was afraid of dying or losing their freedom. And it was nuts. And you all felt it. So you know what I'm talking about. It's still happening. But it's a choice. It's a choice when we don't know the truth. And what the truth is that you are a non-physical being here. You are a soul. You are an energy in this physical body right now who gets to decide what you focus on. You get to decide what story you tell yourself. You get to decide what frequency you're building momentum around. And the fear and the pain and the disconnection doesn't feel good. And even when you understand that and you keep choosing it, you're only hurting yourself. We talk about healing on this show, and healing clearly has to happen when you feel safe and you feel love. That's it, guys. That's where healing happens. And if you are not radiating love and safety and trust and surrender, then your body's having a hard time healing because it's in disconnection. It's in fear. It's built a momentum and a shield. It's built a story that is true because you keep telling it, but there are other truths that you're not telling. And the truth is that we're all love and we're here for a minute. We came forth to experience life and love and pain, but pain is literally a lack of love. But pain is a great contrasting jumping off point of what you don't want. So let's go back to basics of law of attraction. When you have a pain, a frustration, a fear, it is the indication of a story you're telling or a belief that you have of something you do not want. Cool. Now you know. But at the same time that you are aware and clear about what you don't want, the opposite of that gets created. It pivots you, or it can pivot you, into understanding or being clear about what you do want. But you have to take the responsibility of pivoting. You have to take the responsibility of deciding and understanding that in the frequency of the fear and the anger and the frustration and the whatever else negative emotion you're having going on, you are not creating the solution there. The solution's already been created, and you cannot experience it until your frequency, aka your emotions, are in alignment with the solution, which is higher than the problem. But we're so enamored. We feel so righteous. We use politics. We use what's going on in the world to channel anger and frustration, fear, and sadness that happened to us as kids. Because it's okay. It's acceptable. It's acceptable to scream at people, judge people, unfriend people, consider them awful and bad because really, they're the punching bag for the pain and the fear that you have and you don't know how to process. I sat there in the bed during this journey, as I'm coming out of it, feeling the pain. It wasn't my pain. I had moved through my pain. I had died many times, many deaths. I even joked and said, how many times do I have to die today? I mean, it was kind of funny because I cried hard and loud and, I mean, achy because I needed to get rid of the shit that I was holding on to. The stuff that was concerning me, all this control I was trying to exude in my life, and realizing it's futile. What's the point of this? The point is love. The one thing that was missing, the big thing that was missing, was understanding that every desire that I have has to do with love. Feeling more love, having more love, sharing more love. Well, I can do that now. And in fact, I have to do that in order to have anything else show up for me. And the other thing I learned is I don't have to have anything else show up for me because I have all that I need if I'm just in love. I walked around my yard. This was a new thing for me because I've never done it in my Airstream. So I kind of took myself through the same experience that I put people through on a VIP day. But my body was like, yeah, I'm not ready to lay down yet. And I just went and walked around my yard and looked at all my trees. And I was like, oh, here's proof of life. Here's proof of growth and God and energy and source. Look at these wonderful new grapefruits that are coming on this tree after 3 years that we cut that tree down. Look at the little buds on the apricot tree that I can't wait to turn into apricots. Look at the little buds on the peach tree. I just walked around and touched my trees and got real clear and very centered in what is already around me that I take for granted, that I don't pay attention to, that I don't take time to be with, because we all get into the rush and the illusion, all right? It's an illusion, this life. And not that I'm saying that it doesn't mean you don't take it seriously, but there's a balance and a perspective. And when everything we focus on creates fear and disconnection, then you're bound to have issues, whether it be physical disease or, you know, just depression or frustration or problems at home with family members, or, you know, you're just generally not happy and maybe you're not manifesting all the things that you want. Or you've been at a block where you think you've gotten all that you want, but you're still trying to get to that next place and you don't know why you can't. And it's because there's a fear, most likely, that says, I can't get there. Or what do I have to lose to get there? And it was the most freeing thing because, I've never actually thought about the journey as a death. But it is in ways. And not that everybody else feels that way or everybody else experiences that. But I loved it. Not that I don't already love it. I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't love it, if I didn't think it was super powerful. But it was the idea that I had to remove the layers of pain, the layers of story, the layers of ego, the layers of attachment, the layers of control, the layers of resistance that get built up in us over time. And when our hearts hurt and we don't know how to heal it or we don't know how to feel it, we put protective barriers on and we build these walls. And we think we're doing a good thing. People think if I cut you off or if I don't deal with you or deal with that, that somehow it doesn't still live in me. But it does. If you haven't processed and let go of your pain, if you haven't died an ego death, then your pain is still in there. And not everybody. Obviously, you're going to know if it's you. I'm not going to assume that every single person who's listening to this hasn't dealt with their pain or released their pain. Because you definitely can do it in other ways. I just don't know a way that's faster or more efficient than this. And even when you do it, you still have to be responsible for making changes in your life and keeping it alive, keeping these pathways open, keeping this feeling active and momentum, and to stop doing the things that disconnect you from love. I believe now, after my journey last week, that we all have to die a spiritual death in order to heal. And in order to live the life you're supposed to be here for. And I think that I will do this every year now before my birthday because it built up for too long. It built up over the last year and a half, almost 2 years, and it was too much. And I'll tell you, even Doug said, who are you? Because there are some things that I did that I've never done before, ways that I was with him or just in general that were just because I was in a new energy. I was in a new frequency. Parts of my brain are now more lit up than they were before. I have let go of the resistance. I'm connected to the truth of love and that's why we're here and that anything else, and the pain and contrast is necessary. I'm not saying I'm never going to have pain or I'm never going to go back into having some resistance, but it's the flood of the realization. It's the allowing yourself to just take a step back. And I don't know any other way to get there. So I hope that some of these messages will land for you. Again, we're here for a minute. You're just here for a minute. Everyone lives in fear. Give them grace. Give yourself grace and love. Know that when it's coming, you know, if they're arguing, everyone's afraid. Just everyone's afraid. And be the light. Be the love. Work on letting that go. Work on expressing and understanding what that comes from, where that comes from for you. And see how you can just be present. Present in the love that you do have, appreciation about what is real for you, what is good for you. That's why we do the manifestation challenge. That's why I do them several times a year to get people on board to just focus on what is working for you. It's not a spiritual bypass. I want you to feel the pain, but I want you to move through it in a way that processes it out of you, not that you circle in it. that you have a belief that you continue to circle and you don't bust through it and let go of the control. But so many of you and so many people are holding on, white knuckling life, afraid of everything, and don't want to lose control because you don't know what's going to happen on the other side. And to me, that is the most freeing part of this process. It's the reminder of who you really are. It's the reminder that you are really in so little control of anything, anything. You are not in control of anything except what you focus on and what story you tell yourself and what words come out of your mouth and what energies you decide to activate. That is what you're in control of. That is what you have definite influence over. And anything outside of that is literally like drinking poison, because holding on to it willingly, trying to punish somebody else or yourself, only makes it worse. So I hope that you can remember that and do some appreciation around that. Letting go of control. So again, it was a death of the ego, a death of attachment, a death to the illusion. This like life force that we have that's so much bigger than we are. And whether it be however you believe in the world, you can call it God. You meet your maker. You meet source energy. You have your angels and your guides. People, in fact, this last weekend, I had another one, VIP, and her angels and guides were with her the whole time talking to her. And she was talking to them, and she was taken back, you know, to when she was 20, and she talked to people that had crossed over. And again, it's that the veil gets lifted and understanding it, like death is not something to be afraid of. Death is great. I will tell you right now, and I knew this before last week, Abraham talks about it all the time. Death is like the best orgasm you'll ever have because you release the resistance that you live with. And I am now no longer afraid for any of you, especially those of you with cancer, of your death. Because when you cross over, you will be elated in joy and in pure love. It will be amazing for you. Now, if you want to stick around a little longer, then I think you have to face that death now in this physical life form in order to be able to heal. And that's going to be a decision of whether or not you want to let go of control, whether or not you understand and recognize that the control that you seek to have is what's hurting you in the first place. I am no longer afraid of anyone's death. In the past, I've definitely tried to get some of my clients that have had cancer to, you know, to face this and to do this. And I've worked real hard to put information in front of you so that way you'll be inspired to want to go there. And if you've done other medicines and done something similar but haven't reached what I'm talking about, then it didn't work. If you did not understand clearly, if you did not die at least once, if not five times in your journey to come back reborn with less resistance, with more feelings of love and actually, you get kind of psychic too. There were a couple of people that I reached out to, and I told Doug that this person was in pain and that person was in pain. He's like, "How do you know that?" And I'm like, "Well, you get real psychic on mushrooms. Like you just know stuff." I'm already pretty intuitive, but you just know stuff. Like you feel people. It's true energy healing where you can feel somebody across the world. And I don't want to have that capability all the time because I don't want to be in someone else's pain. But it's being able to not take on people's pain, but to be able to understand it, feel it, let it go. And then radiate love and light from yourself and source energy, God, Buddha, spirit, source, creator, goddess, whatever word lights you up is the word that I would recommend that you use. So if you want to die, to be reborn, there are ways you could do it. But that's why everybody, you know, like radical remission patients or Anita Marjani, dying to me, be me, or anyone that's had a near-death experience, Dr. Eben Alexander, proof of heaven. That's why, you know, they have a literally real near-death experience that transforms their life forever. And they come to speak about it on the other side of that. And here's the thing. You don't have to actually have a literal death. You don't have to have an almost literal physical death to learn this. That's what this medicine is about. And again, I'm not trying to push you guys into this. I'm wanting you to understand on an intellectual level that you have to die. Spiritually, your ego, your attachment, the illusion, the resistance, your control has to die in order for you to feel the freedom and the release and the love and the healing that you're probably searching for. So find ways that you can release control, that you can surrender, that you can face your fears and jump through them so your brain stops registering that you're going to die. I mean, there are people who don't even want to cry. You're so afraid of crying that you hold it in. Work on that if that's you. Get yourself, watch a sad movie. Go back and look at pictures of something. I used to do a VIP, well, I guess it wasn't a VIP day. It was healing day. I've done healing days with clients remotely where I help them schedule going somewhere without any medicine of any kind and doing a healing day where we kind of dive into and dig into and ask any of the pain to sort of surface. And then through that, I mean, allowing it out, like creating space. It's like detoxing. It's like purging. Some people, before they throw up, they think that is a form of releasing. Oh, but I almost threw up. I'm like, okay, great. Maybe that's exactly what you need. Some people do ayahuasca, and that's like 90% of the people who do ayahuasca purge. I'm not interested in ayahuasca, but I know many people that have done it. I have found the right medicine for me that I feel is all the right things for all the right reasons. I love it. I hope to be able to facilitate it in a greater way in the future by having my own retreat center. That's my dream, so that I can facilitate, you know, 5 or 6 people doing it at the same time, not in the same room, in separate rooms. If you're doing it in groups, I do not approve. You don't need my approval, but I'm telling you, when someone else, you need to have your own separate, cocooned, safe, not influenced by anyone else journey, experience. And I know too many people that have done this in groups. I did it in a group. That's how I learned this. And you're very influenced by the people around you. And it changes how safe you feel. It changes how much you can actually pay attention to what's going on inside of you, because you're distracted by somebody else screaming or crying or laughing or doing whatever they're doing. So I'm not a fan of groups. Yes, they're cheaper. I do not think they're more effective. So on that note about some of that stuff, there are 2 opportunities coming up. One is definitely not as intense. It's the couples retreat. And I think we're going to have a venue change here. It was originally going to be in Sayulita, Mexico, but I think I'm going to move it to Bucerias because I found an amazing beach front on the sand with a pool property that looks amazing. Like, it makes me super excited. The other one was nice and it was a recommendation from somebody else. And I thought, okay, yeah, cool. This is cool. But as I researched some more and I found this one is closer to the airport, and it has a pool and it's on the beach, that made me go, yeah, I want to be on the beach. I don't live at the beach anymore. I miss the beach. If I'm going to go do this, let's do it on the beach. So the couples retreat at this point has 3 or 4 spaces left. And if you're interested, you have to apply before the end of March because I'm about to book this space and there are a limited amount of rooms. So you'd go to jjflazanes.com/couples-retreat. And that's really to spend, and you'll hear more about that next week also. Doug and I want to do another show about the people that think, well, our relationship is really good. Why would I want to do something like that? And we want to speak to that a little bit. So you'll hear more. But again, you want to apply before the end of March and there is no obligation. It doesn't cost you anything to apply. We get on a call and then we share the information with you if it's a fit. So I've seen a lot of you come to look at the page, but some of you haven't filled out an application. So please, I encourage you, if you're thinking about it, you have to do it before the end of the month because obviously plane tickets are involved and all that kind of good stuff. And so I don't want people waiting to the last minute. So jjflazanes.com/couples-retreat. That link is also in the show notes. And then the last thing I'm going to announce that I was sort of going back and forth on, and I think I'm only going to announce this one time. Back at the Embodied Healing Intensive last year, it was really clear to me that there was a need for another beta, another live in-person retreat that would then have support on the back end with what we did there for integration, because I'm always about the integration. I actually have no interest in you coming to an event, getting really excited, having a transformative experience, and then going home and reverting back to the things you always do. I have no interest in that. I don't care how much you'd pay me. And that's evident in my integrity because I just got offered a lot. I got offered easy money to have advertisers on the show. And I will have advertisers on the show, but this was a facilitation through my host, and they wanted to just put people on the, you know, you'd say yes to how many ads you'd want on your show. And I thought I was going to have control over who would be advertising, and I didn't. So basically McDonald's or Coca-Cola could have been an advertiser, and I had to turn it down. I had to turn down easy money. I wouldn't have had to do anything, and I would just get money. And I said, I can't. It would wreck my credibility. I cannot support McDonald's and Coca-Cola on my show. I'm sorry. So that was a big bummer. But I even had another client ask me, can I come to Healing the Mother Wound, which is what I'm about to tell you about. Can I come to the live part only? And I said, no, No, because I don't know. I care that you integrate. I care that you change. I'm doing this show so I change. I'm doing the show so you change. I don't have any interest in you paying me or anybody else to have more information that you store in your head but don't live or do nothing about. Not interested. So at the Embodied Healing Intensive, I got this overwhelming wave of clarity because it kept coming up about a focus that I think we need to have and dive into, and it's called Healing the Mother Wound. And so I offered it to everybody at the Embodied Healing Intensive a couple weeks ago, and I put it out to my Empower You membership and all the people that are currently in working with me in certain programs. I have the space, and it is a limited room, and the people who attended the Embodied Healing Intensive or in my membership will have first come, first serve rights if it starts to fill up. But I thought, you know, I'm feeling that some of you do understand some of the wounds that you have and you want to do something, and maybe the other offers didn't feel right and maybe this one is. So in the off chance that this is the right thing for you, it's called Healing the Mother Wound. It will be 4 nights in Ojai in June. It'll be the third week in June. And then there'll be 8 to 10 weeks of follow-up after that when you leave in a small group coaching situation. So there'll be group calls, there'll be one-on-one calls, but it will be live and in person first. We might have like a group call before we start to everybody meeting everybody else, but there won't be a lot of content, I don't think, unless I have some podcast or something that I want you to listen to or do before we get to the live event. But it's called Healing the Mother Wound. It is a beta. I was laying down in a Qigong class in the room that we're going to be in. And that's when the download came. Because I said to everybody at the event last year, oh, I can't do that in 2025. I'm too busy. It has to be 2026. And then I'm laying there in meditation. Oh, God, I got the whole download. I'm like, I saw it all happening. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm doing it this year. So it'll be June, like 18th, I think. Anyway, it's the third week in June. You arrive on a Wednesday, you leave on a Monday. Is that right? Yes. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. I'm sorry, you leave on Sunday. So you arrive Wednesday, you leave Sunday. So it'd be a Wednesday dinner, like evening check-in, and everybody get together. And then we'd be in process all day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then you could stay till after brunch on Sunday and leave, or whenever Sunday, that's up to you. But anyway, so Healing the Mother Wound. It's application only, jjflazanes.com/motherwound. And that's all I'll say about that. And I will see. We'll see how it goes if I announce it again, because I already have several people interested and ready, and it won't be a very large group. So if this really speaks to you, I'm only looking for people who are really ready to do the dive. And the dive is going to be facing the fears, feeling the pain, feeling the feelings. There'll be a transformative process of kind of going down into it and then rising above it and shedding it. And that's all I'm going to say. Okay. So it's application only. And I love you guys. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Thank you for caring enough about your own health and well-being to be in this conversation, because without you, I would be talking to myself. And I don't really want to talk to myself because I don't need to. It's already in my head. So thank you so much. I do love you, and I do want nothing but love and healing and release and surrender and passion and feeling light and free and knowing who you really are. That's the life that I want for you, and I want to help you remove all those blocks. So let me know if you're interested. Love you.